This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, we are almost there, closing in at the end of the week. It is glorious, and there's a lot to get to. No gigantic breaking stories, but definitely some things to get to. NATO policy. Trump is eyeing a shift. This goes right along the lines of what we were talking about. We'll get to that tonight. Joe Biden, why did he leave our astronauts in space? I'm actually going to get to that here in just a moment. Democrats were singing "We Shall Overcome" in the House today. We'll talk about that and kind of how they're going to have such a hard time changing. Mexican tariffs are paused. What's the best way to get executed if you're on death row? All that. A dream I had, which was riveting. A bunch of emails and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to talk about this story here because it is indicative of part of why the last 4 years were so horrible. Why was so much dark stuff done by the government over the last 4 years? And it also helps explain why Democrats are currently, as we speak, struggling so bad to find their footing. You remember the word I used many, many times to describe the Biden administration, how I'd say if you only had one word to describe them, and there were a bunch of words you could use. Obviously, I'm not saying any word you had was wrong, but the word I would have used was cold. They just seemed always so cold and uncaring. And in politics, that's one thing you can't be seen as. You know, people, just human nature, people will vote for politicians. You see this all the time in local politics and in congressional politics. They will vote for politicians with whom they have gigantic policy disagreements if they have met them and they seemed warm and nice and likable. This is something that's been well known in politics for years. You know, one of the reasons, what's one of those cliche terms about politicians you hear all the time? Well, he's out shaking hands and kissing babies. He's shaking hands and kissing babies. Me, back when I was running for Congress, unsuccessfully twice, but back when I was running for Congress, one of the things that was taxing about it, enjoyable, but revealing and taxing, was whenever there was an event where a bunch of people were gathering, I had to go. If there was a huge Rotary Club meeting and I went, there were going to be a bunch of people there, I went. Because that's where people were gathered, and I need to go press some flesh, as they say, shake some hands. If there was a big livestock auction, and there was, I'm just listing some of the ones I went to, I went. In neighborhoods, they would have big, like, central locations for a garage sale where hundreds and hundreds of people would go. I went. Why does that matter? Those aren't political events. You're not going to get a campaign donation or something like that out of somebody there. Maybe someone will slip you $5 or something, but you're not going to raise money for ads or something. So why go? Because once you meet someone, if you like them, once you meet someone and you find out they're not just someone on TV, they're not just someone who has a position on abortion or taxes or something you disagree with, you shake their hand. You maybe even relate to them in some way. Oh, yeah, you went to this high school. I did, too. Oh, no way. You like this. I do, too. Something non-political at all. He walks up to you with a shirt on, a New York Giants shirt. Oh, you're a Giants fan? Oh, yeah, I used to root for the Giants all the time. Huge Giants fan. Do you remember Lawrence Taylor? Boom. That guy could disagree with me on issues and probably does. He's very, very likely to vote for me. What you cannot be seen at is cold. I'll give you this little tidbit, because this will come back to Biden and the astronauts and things like that. In the House of Representatives, I can't speak for the Senate. I'm sure it works the same way. that in the House of Representatives, when they talk, Republicans and Democrats always talk like this, when they talk amongst each other, they talk about how much control they have of their district. Do you have your district locked down? And they're actually not talking about tyranny or things like that. When they're discussing things like that, what they're discussing is, have you gotten lazy? Are you done going to Rotary Club events? Kind of over it. You've been in Congress a long time. You don't need to do that. You'll raise a bunch of money. And they talk with each other about this all the time. The second you stop going out to events, you're too good for it, you're too rich, you're too this and that, you're going to get beaten. If it's not the next election, it'll be the one after. The second you put your feet up, you get home from being in D.C. and there's a big event, but you just kind of want to hang out this weekend, hang out in the recliner, watch some football. The second you start doing that, you are counting down the time till you will lose. Put in the work or don't, because you need to be seen as warm and relatable and approachable. Back to the Biden administration and what part of the reason we suffered so badly for 4 years under an evil, tyrannical government. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, maybe you don't know the name, but those are two astronauts we have in space. You probably remember hearing some things about this story. They were supposed to go to space on an 8-day mission. You know, everything isn't 6 months or a year up there. 8 days. Go up there, do a little this, little that, come back home. Something went wrong. They got stuck. Bruce came out. Said this.
Elon Musk has said that he made the offer to bring you guys back earlier and that it was denied. My first question is that true? And if so, what would that have looked like?
I can only say that Mr. Musk, what he says is absolutely factual. We have no information on that, though, whatsoever. What was offered, what was not offered, who it was offered to, how that process has went.
So Elon Musk did offer the Biden administration, hey, I'll go get them. Remember, this is something Elon Musk can not only do, he could probably do it fairly easily. Elon Musk, sad as it is when it comes to NASA, Elon Musk has really surpassed virtually everyone when it comes to space, rockets, space exploration. Look, I don't care if you love him or hate him. He's one of those people who's a genius. Very similar to me. Anyway, what, Chris? No, seriously, he's brilliant. He could have gotten them. And he went to Joe Biden. Remember, Elon Musk didn't like Joe Biden at all. But he went to Joe Biden and he said, let me go get him. Not directly to Biden, but through channels. He said, hey, I can go get these guys. NASA was worried they couldn't. Okay, fine. Let me go get them. The Biden administration, because Elon Musk had drifted to the right, started to be what was perceived as an enemy to the Biden administration, said, no. For political reasons, the Biden administration left two astronauts in space for 8 months. 8 months. You Democrats who hate listening to the show, trying to figure out how you lost so much so quickly, that's just one little example of what has happened to you and why it has happened to you. That's a big deal, and it makes an impact on people. Joe Biden showing up to greet the bodies of 13 dead servicemen who got blown up at Abbey Gate in Afghanistan, which already looked bad enough on him. That was bad enough. It was already politically bad enough. But Joe Biden looking bored and checking his watch for when he can leave the entire time, that level of coldness, of uncaringness, that is what has doomed, one of the things I should say, that has doomed you to be on the outs. Until you can fix that, you will remain on the outs. And so I know you hate listening commies. I know right now you're getting super indignant, probably typing up an email with a bunch of misspelled words and cussing me out. Like you always do. Remember, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Send in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. And yes, you commies can send me all your hate. I hate you. I hope you die. I got all that. So I know you're indignant about it, but I'm still telling you, look, just leveling with you right here. I know you're an anti-human. I get it. You better find a way to hide that like you used to, or you will never come back to power again. You used to be able to hide it under Joe Biden because he wasn't strong enough to keep his party in check. You stopped hiding it. You started telling people that inflation was fine and they should stop whining. That's why you're out of power now. Just a little heads up. Let's move on from that, shall we? Let's talk about race politics and why that one's a loser. Because Democrats just murdered me today on the House of Representatives. Absolutely murdered me. Before we do that, speaking of murdering, there's a lot of that going on in the country right now because Democrats are pro-crime. Pro-crime. And you understand why. We've talked about it forever. Communists are pro-crime because it's a way to create angst, to destroy a society, enforce laws against law-abiding citizens, make sure career criminals are set free to rape and murder. And that's why we have so much violent crime now in the country. And that's why I have implored you to get a Byrna pistol launcher, but don't just buy it. I don't even want you to buy it if it's going to sit on your shelf. Buy it and carry it, please. Even if carrying it just means in the center console of your car or just by your bed, I'd rather you carry it on you at all times. And you ladies, you don't get to keep it in your car. You carry that on you when you're walking your dog, when you're out for a job. My neighborhood's safe. No, there are scumbags, predators all around you. Carry the Byrna pistol launcher on you. But I don't like guns. It's non-lethal. It's not a gun. It shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls, and it will save your life. Can you stop a 200-pound man, a career criminal who wants to hurt you badly? A Byrna pistol launcher can. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And yeah, I kind of put it in at the end of the last segment, kind of a throwaway because I forgot to say it in the beginning. Don't forget, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, of course, like it always is. Email your questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, let's touch on some race politics things and why that's a failure. But before we get to that, I think I should tell you this, something we've talked about kind of before, but something I think is becoming increasingly evident. We underrated, because of our hatred of her, we underrated how good Nancy Pelosi was at politics and how good she was for Democrat politics. That, again, please don't send me your emails. No, she's not. I hate her. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. So don't do that. She was good at what she did. But what does that mean, good at what she did? Well, there's a lot of ways to be an effective Democrat leader in the House or the Senate, or an effective Republican leader in the House and the Senate. But really, there are two main things you want your leadership to do. You want them, first, to raise money. They have to be able to raise money. If you are in leadership, Republican or Democrat, you spend your time not just on the phone, flying across America to raise money and or campaign for other candidates who are running for office, trying to get a majority or keep a majority by raising money and campaigning for people. That's one. Two, in whatever way you can, you want to keep your party in line. That doesn't mean you have to be a tyrant or anything like that. But in Congress, you're always going to have, we'll just call it 200 because it's always close to that number. There are 435 members of the House. You want to keep your 200 members of your party. You're going to have some weird different personalities in there, different people, different places, different districts, different things like that. So you don't need them all the same, but you can't have one making everybody look bad. You can't have one, even if you have a wing nut, you're always going to have some wing nuts in there. That's fine. You can have a wing nut. You can have a wing nut that does a podcast somewhere. You can't ever allow the wing nut to A, become the new face of your party, and B, you can't allow the wing nut, the problem child, to drag other people in the party out with them and become a real, genuine problem. Let's rewind a little bit as long as we're talking about Nancy Pelosi. You remember when AOC first got to Congress? You already know the backstory. We've talked about it a bunch. The Justice Democrats, some crazy communist group in this country, they don't think the Democrats are near radical enough. They decided they were going to primary a long-sitting Democrat in New York. They thought he was too moderate, too reasonable. And they held auditions. And it's just what it sounds like for basically actors and actresses, auditions. AOC is a dancer, an actress, an artist by trade, not a politician. She showed up, pretty face. I mean, she's been in music videos before. That's her trade. Everyone says she's a bartender. Bartending was a side gig. She was trying to make it as an actor, a dancer, something like that. And AOC shows up, pretty face. She was okay. And they thought, okay, let's run her. They ran her, the actress, defeated the more moderate Democrat. AOC gets into Congress, and AOC knows that she's been sent there for a purpose. Remember, the Justice Democrats are a radical, far, far left group, straight up Maoists. She knows she's supposed to get there and be far left. That's why she was selected by them. That's why they organized the whole thing. That's also why, I should let you know, that's also why she used to be thought of as really, really dumb. She sounded so dumb, like she never knew what was going on. She wasn't dumb. She had no idea about politics. She was an actress. She just got there. That's why she was all, what's Congress? And everyone thought she's so stupid. It's not that she's stupid. She wasn't a political person. So she got there. And she starts to join with the rest of the squad. You know, the squad. The Ilhan Omars, Ayanna Presleys, the Rashida Tlaib, the squad types. Remember? They started to get real, real lippy with Nancy Pelosi almost immediately, chirping at Nancy Pelosi, creating problems for Nancy Pelosi. And when they started doing this, a bunch of people started to say, wow, Nancy Pelosi's got a real problem on her hands. Wow, these young upstarts, they're going to create problems for Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, that lasted about 5 minutes. All of a sudden, the chirping at Nancy Pelosi overnight stopped. No more. It was weird. For about 2 days, there was a bunch of chirping at Nancy Pelosi, and then no more. Why? Because Grandma Vodka don't play those games. And Grandma Vodka will take her very, very large war chest and her massive influence, and she will send your butt out of Congress very quickly. She'll primary you so fast, and you'll be right back on the street with the animals. Nancy Pelosi used an iron fist and a large one for a very long time, keeping the street animals in the Democrat part of Congress in check. Yes, they're always going to be Democrats. They're going to be demonic and crazy and all these things. We know that. And you were always allowed to do that up to the point it hurt the party. And then Grandma Vodka is going to step in and she's going to put you in line. But something happened. We'll talk about that, and then we'll move from that into this. We shall overcome on the House floor. Now, obviously, when we talk about Grandma Vodka, we all start thinking about being mentally sharp because we think how she must feel after waking up and downing a fifth of booze every single morning for breakfast. You know why I love a male vitality stack from Chalk? It's not, you know, tea levels. Obviously, that comes with the territory. It's my energy and how good my mind, how my mind feels, how well it works now. Way better. It was, I've been on Chalk about 3 years. It was, I would say, 2 months. 2 months, I could just feel it. And I was so full of pep all the time. And I had been run down. More rundown, the end of the day, doing the same thing you do, 4 or 5 in the afternoon. I need some coffee, finish out the day to make dinner. Start some natural herbal supplements from Chalk and see how it can change your life. Female vitality stacks for the ladies. I've had women email and say, Jesse, I don't even want to take naps anymore. I have so much energy. Male vitality stacks for the men. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a huge discount on subscriptions. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
We will overcome. We will overcome someday.
Turn it off. It is the Jesse Kelly Show back on a Thursday. Thank you, Chris, for bringing us back with that music. And in case you're wondering why Jewish producer Chris chose to bring us back with that music, you do remember Al Green from the old, I keep calling it a State of the Union. I realize it wasn't Trump's speech the other night. State of the Union, whatever, that's what it was. Anyway, you remember Al Green, the idiot, the congressman from Houston with the cane. He has to get up and make a big display of himself, and he had to get kicked out. And yeah, you remember all that. Well, today he officially got censured in the House of Representatives, which doesn't really do anything, but you got to stand there and take your whippet in front of everybody. Well, Al Green stands there, and they start singing. They start singing that song, "We Shall Overcome." Now, I'm not going to break down the whole history of that song, but I'm sure you are already aware that song is something that was sung during the Civil Rights Movement, when black people in places across the country were treated like second-class citizens, and they were trying to fight so they could be treated equally. There was systemic racism back then, and there had to be all kinds of different parts of that movement. All kinds of different people participated, but that's where that song originated. And so what's happened is they haven't changed. Meaning, when I say they, I mean the Democrat Party does not appear to be ready to move off of things that have stopped working. So I'm going to play some audio for you, and then I'll explain why this stuff doesn't work anymore. Do the best you can. Maybe you can even physically hold them. If you're driving, be very careful over the next couple minutes, because there's a chance you're going to roll your eyes so much and so hard that they will be stuck, you know, looking backwards or something into your skull. That's how terrible all this is. But this is all, everything I'm about to play for you is all in the last 24, 48 hours or
it's
so.
This
is that moron, Hank Johnson, the one who thought Guam was going to tip over if too many people went to the wrong side of
it. It's a recipe to make education unavailable to black people. And where does that then leave us? It puts us back to when America was great, and we were picking cotton and all of it. We're doing the productivity that they are putting my Latino brothers and sisters who migrate here to do that work, because we are not suited intellectually to do it anymore. And but they would have us back confined to doing that kind of work. So we got to watch out for where we are headed. And it's the people that will save our democracy that will stop.
We're going to come back to the whole we're not suited intellectually to do that anymore. That's going to be an interesting little discussion. But don't think it was just that moron Hank Johnson. Here's a professor from Columbia.
So, yes, it's an attack on government, but it's also an attack on this government. What I mean by that is it's an attack on this government that used to be headed by a black man. It's an attack on this government that almost elected a black woman to the highest office in the land. It's an attack on a government that has been more welcoming and more supportive of people who have come to this country in search for a better life.
Yeah, I know. I hope your eyeballs aren't stuck yet. Stay with me. Oh, there's another one. Representative Latifah Simon said this.
Seems like a blatant disrespect for the House, and it wasn't coming from Representative Green. It was coming from the men behind him on the right side who were telling him and yelling, "Sit down." I mean, it felt like I was watching something in a history class of racists yelling at an elderly black man.
Okay, I'll give you one more because I don't want you to hurt yourself. I'm worried about your eyeballs. One more. This is all in the last 24 hours. Jasmine Crockett, the new queen of the Democrat Party. Here she was.
And as they have decided to go after immigrants and these and things like that, and they've said, oh, they're taking your black jobs. They're taking your black jobs. Not really. They are obviously jobs that they want us to go back to, such as work in the fields, all right? those immigrants that come into our country, they work the fields, something that we ain't done in a long time. And clearly he is trying to make us go back to the fields.
Okay. Stop rolling your eyes. Let's discuss what has happened. Why you're still hearing this when there's no appetite for it. We'll deal with the why first, and then we'll get to why there's no appetite for it. Why do they still say all this stuff? Because it resonates absolutely nowhere outside of some extremely blue areas in urban America, in black. If you were in a heavily black district that votes 90% Democrat every time, that will be the only place you find any reception for stuff like that at all. Outside of that, and maybe a couple liberal white women who like to treat everybody out there like dirt. Outside of that, it has no resonance with the electorate whatsoever. It's terrible messaging because it doesn't resonate with anybody. So why do they still do it? One, that whole fake civil rights stuff from modern era, the modern era stuff, we're all oppressed, poor black people, poor George Floyd, that stuff. It's not a side thing for a lot of these people. It's the entire reason they were able to rise to any station at all. You see, there are two different ways, there are two very different ways. If you are a black person in the United States of America, you can rise up and get a great job and maybe political power or money or whatnot. The first way is like everyone else. Work hard, catch some breaks, go to school, don't go to school, start your small business, whatever, like everyone else, because black people are just like everyone else. You can do it like everybody else. But because of the sins of the past, and because it has become an entire industry of itself, you can forego all that hard work, all that other stuff. You can forego all that and simply race grift. Race scam people. We shall overcome. It may not play with you. It may not play with me. But there is an entire industry of this country with millions and honestly billions of dollars. It's like a pot of gold sitting there that if you are too dumb, too lazy, just not interested in going out there and putting in the work, if you're a bad person with no moral founding whatsoever, you can tap into it. And a lot of them choose that route. The political types. So I say a lot of them. I'm talking about a lot of Democrat politicians. Black Democrat politicians or political activists. Jasmine Crockett's actually a great example of this. This video's been floating around online. So I'm going to play it for you. And I believe it was the redheaded libertarian is the one who put this together. So I want to make sure she gets credit for the montage. You know, we have old video of Jasmine Crockett when she first started getting into politics versus how she talks now. Tell me as I play this, as it goes back and forth, can you tell the difference between the real Jasmine Crockett versus the character she plays now?
What I've always decided is that I would step up when there was a need. Listen, he up there, he's hearing all kinds of nonsense and bull. Let me just be real. And we weren't going to sit for that. We wouldn't, you know. I really was kind of caught off guard. I didn't anticipate that. If anyone knows anything about the Congresswoman, they know.
We showed up, and if he has some sense, then maybe we would have been about that life. But y'all know he ain't got no sense. So please give some love. This took a little bit of coordinating to do, for sure. We got some cool shirts.
Oh, it goes on for a long time. I could sit and play it for you. She doesn't actually talk like that. This isn't who she is.
And they have decided to go after immigrants and these and things like that. And they've said, oh, they taking your black jobs. They taking your black jobs. Not really. They are obviously jobs that they want us to go back to, such as work in the fields. All right.
That's an act, because she chose route number two to tap into that big pot of gold. Now, why is it a bad strategy now? We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, it's a bad strategy for you to continue to give money to Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. I'll tell you, here's a fun little experiment. Unless you're driving, maybe something you can do on your phone or computer if you're sitting there. Go look up the name of your cell phone company, AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon. Go look them up and look up Black Lives Matter. You remember when the communists decided to tear through American cities, putting the torch to everything, killing people? You understand corporate America funded a lot of that. And who funded corporate America? We did. Do you want to keep funding that? You don't have to. Pure Talk's on the same 5G network. Pure Talk will save you a fortune. You don't need Verizon. You don't need T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or brand new iPhone 14s or Samsung Galaxies with a qualifying purchase. It's right there at your fingertips. Pick up your cell phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. The Americans at Pure Talk will help you out. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and we are having so much fun, as always, on a Thursday. Remember, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So why is America completely tapped out on it? They're trying to send us back to the field to slavery. It's like slavery. We shall overcome. Democrats, really, virtually every part of the communist movement, they still don't understand what happened during the last 8 years. When I say last 8 years, I'm talking about Donald Trump's first term and then Joe Biden's only term. What happened was this, and I used to explain it to you communists all the time while it was happening, so let me explain it again. You only have so much credibility. You only have so many chips to play if you're going to lie. I've used this analogy before, and it's true. With my kids, with my sons, you know how much I love to mess with my boys. When they were super, super young, I used to tell them all the time that I was the Incredible Hulk. You know, every young boy loves the Incredible Hulk. I'm the Incredible Hulk. I'm the Incredible Hulk. And they were, of course, fascinated by it. And then as they got just a little older, they started to question things. Well, Dad, if you're the Incredible Hulk, why have we never seen you turn green? You've never done the Hulk thing. You didn't. And I would convince them, well, no. I wouldn't do that around you. It's because I don't get angry around you. It's not that I do it at night. You know, if something makes me mad, I'll do it at night. Oh, okay. But then that wasn't really registering either as they got older and older and older. So my lies kept getting more and more brazen. Of course, this is all lighthearted, but it didn't take long. 4 or 5 years old. Dad, you're not the Hulk. They'd be snickering with me. You lied. You're not the Hulk. That's not true. You only have so much credibility. And if you burn it, it's gone. So rewind back to Trump gets elected the first time. I still don't fully understand why they went all in as they did. And I know Democrats, just the way they operate, every Republican's going to be Hitler who has to be stopped. I get that. But if you've paid attention to politics for any length of time, it was different with Trump. There was something about him uniquely that bothered them so much. I suspect a lot of it had to do with foreign policy stuff. He wanted less of a footprint internationally. I suspect a lot of it was immigration, maybe just his nature. I don't know. But they decided that he in particular, he had to be stopped no matter what you had to do, no matter what norm or even law you had to violate. It didn't matter because stopping Trump was the only thing that mattered. And remember back then, I used to warn you communists all the time. I'm telling you, you're going all in. You're going all in. You're going to go all in too many times and you're going to bet on red and it's going to come up black and you're going to have nothing left. And you've got nothing left now. It was really, as far as this whole, the quote, civil rights wing of American communism, the George Floyd protests, where the animals were in the streets throwing bricks and doing all the stuff communists do when they take to the streets, and you add corporation after corporation funding all that evil, and you're tearing down statues, and you even got, of course, half the GOP. Well, I mean, we really should change the name of the military bases. Thanks, James Langford. You communists decided that was your moment and you were going to be able to move your revolution forward off the death of George Floyd. And you did. You were very successful at it. But in so doing, that was the last of it for you. That branch, the whole we shall overcome branch of American communism, is now dead. And I don't know if it could ever return. If we woke up tomorrow morning to the most horrible looking video, and what if this one was real? Look, the George Floyd stuff was garbage. I've told you forever, Derek Chauvin is completely innocent and should be pardoned immediately, but that's another story. But let's say the one tomorrow is real. What if we wake up tomorrow and it was a Rodney King type video where you got a bunch of white cops beating some black dude to death, and even the circumstances around it were indefensible. Even if you woke up tomorrow to that, and the American communist propaganda machine decided they were once again going to move the revolution, or at least try to move the revolution forward, to try to destroy as much as they could based off of some bad video, it would not work the second time. You did it to yourself. And the problem is, for the American left, so many people, the Jasmine Crockett types, the Hank Johnson types, so many people have risen to the position of power they're in based on only that. It's not just that they don't know how to take any other kind of stance or do anything else. They don't want to. If you're Jasmine Crockett and you went from being some unknown to now you're a nationally known face, you know how much money she's going to make in left-wing politics. You're prominent, speaking fees. I have no doubt she's going to write some ridiculous book and make a bunch of money. Why would you change? No, it doesn't help the American left, but this stuff, it sells for you.
And as they have decided to go after immigrants and these and things like that, and they've said, oh, they're taking your black jobs. They're taking your black jobs. Not really. They are obviously jobs that they want us to go back to, such as work in the fields, all right? Those immigrants that come into our country, they work the fields, something that we ain't done in a long time. And clearly, he is trying to make us go back to the fields.
That just doesn't sell anymore. And if you're looking for someone to blame, go find a mirror. The communists could not control themselves, as always. After Floyd died, they saw an opportunity, they pounced on it, and you had a real good time. And yes, you destroyed police departments across the country. You turned all kinds of monsters loose from jail. You bet. You bet. You even had Trump 1.0 having roundtables with cops and things like that. Yep, you moved the revolution forward. But that was it. That was the last of it. Sorry. Let's talk about NATO, Mexican tariffs, emails. Josh Hammer is going to join us half hour from now to talk about that Supreme Court ruling from yesterday. Let's talk about the stock market, because I know you've been watching. I know in previous days, maybe it's hurt a little bit watching what's happened to your retirement. Yeah, I don't have words of comfort to give you because I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I know that we have a serious financial problem.
Let me be clear. The U.S. does not have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. What has changed is this.
That's a new Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. We have rocky times coming no matter what Trump does. Fortify your retirement so you don't lose what you busted your butt for your whole life. Gold Co. does it for you, and they make it easy. They'll send some physical gold or silver to your house if you want it, but let them least get some protection in your retirement. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. 855-817-GOLD. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.